Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV, and tonight we are looking at the Wyze Cams. Now, we've got the Wyze Cam V2, and we've got the Wyze Cam Pan. Now, both of these cameras combined are going to give you a very affordable surveillance product. It's a smart home device, and we unboxed these last week. So if you haven't seen it yet, please go to our website, category5.tv, or click cat5.tv/wyze, and you'll be able to see that video as well. But in the unboxing videos, we don't hook them up, and we don't actually get to see how they work. So over the past couple of days, I've had a chance to hook these up and experience, you know, what they're like to operate.
Right.
And I got to say, especially at this price point, I'm really impressed.
Okay.
These are 1080p smart cameras, so smart home cameras.
Right.
That are comparable with a much higher priced device. So this is the V2, and as we saw in the unboxing video, it's just a basic stand, but it is a very clever design so that you can articulate it in many, many different ways. But what else is very interesting about this is that it is magnetic. So anything that you have that is metal, it will stick to. So we found that you can actually stick it to corner beading.
Right.
Through the drywall or through the...
So that's a pretty strong magnet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty good. Certainly, you mentioned about a fridge and being able to... So look at how I can articulate this. So I can put it like that.
Right.
And the camera's pointed out and it's looking and perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, magnetically, that's cool. Now, these guys come with a little steel plate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I called it a magnetic plate last week. Technically, this is not magnetic. This is just a piece of metal. The magnet is actually built into the base of the camera itself.
Right.
With some double-sided tape, I can now take this and I can stick it up on my wall and put that where I want to have surveillance. And now I can take this camera and stick it to that magnet, and now it's got the ability to hang on the wall.
Right.
It's a really easy installation process, but because it's a magnet, I can then take it off the wall, and it's just a little circle disc on the wall.
Yeah, and that's not ugly, right?
No, it's and actually quite nice.
Exactly.
It's like a brushed steel with the Wyze logo.
I wonder, do they sell extra ones of those?
They do, yeah. You can order more, but they come with it as well. So, but if you want,
you want
to be able to move it around.
Exactly.
Sure, yeah, you can buy extras if you'd like. Should we actually get a look at how these devices operate?
I'd love that.
Me too. Okay, so again, if you haven't seen the unboxing yet, we did kind of get into what each device has as far as peripherals and things like that. You want to get a look at that, and the link is below as well. One thing, Sasha, that I wasn't too sure about is each device has... Interestingly, so this is the PTZ model. So this is the Wyze Cam PTZ. It's a pan, tilt, zoom.
Right.
We're going to look at the we're going to actually try this in the app in just a couple of moments, so you're going to get to see what it actually does. But it has a USB port on the back.
Right.
So I thought, well, is that for like a USB flash drive or what is that for? But that doesn't really make any sense because it has an SD card reader that you would insert your SD card into, and that's what you're going to be storing the data on for the camera itself. So what could that be? Turns out this USB port is a daisy chain port for power.
Oh.
Okay. So each device comes with one of these power bricks.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to have one plugged in at every camera? Especially in a case where you've got, say, two or three cameras in a pretty close proximity to one another.
Right.
So instead, what I can do is I can, in the back of the camera, I can plug in the power cable for the next camera.
For
the second camera. So now this camera is being powered by this camera, and this camera is being powered by the wall wart.
That's perfect.
Isn't that cool?
Huh.
So this camera is just booting up now. I'm going to put this on top, and I'm going to just kind of point it our direction, and I'm going to bring up my smartphone here, and let's see what we see. I just heard it click, so it's just about ready to go. So I'm going to click on Wyze 2.
Okay.
And it's going to connect in if it has finished booting. If it hasn't finished booting, I can go back and let's take a look at the PTZ camera, which is finished. What is really, really cool about the PTZ, now I'm going to use my finger, Sasha.
Okay.
And I'm just going to drag with my finger, and you're going to see that the camera, let me put this where you can actually see it on set. So
okay.
I'm going to put that right there. I know it's not perfect, but it's going to work for you. So this is the PTZ camera, okay? Right. So in the app, you see the app there on the right-hand side of your screen, and you're looking at the back of my computer screen. I'm just going to drag with my finger, Sasha.
Yeah.
And see what I'm doing? Is I'm actually turning the camera and moving up a little bit.
Bananas.
Now, Jeff was wondering about the zoom capability.
Right.
I'm going to pinch zoom. You ready?
Yeah.
See that? So I'm actually pinch zooming, just like you would on a photo, within the app.
No way. That is ridiculous.
So that
is awesome.
Yeah. But that's digital zoom, so it's not actually moving in on an optical apparatus. It's digital zoom on a 1080p canvas. Mm-hmm. So but you can see that the quality, that's fantastic.
Right.
That camera is $38 and it has PTZ.
And can you be at work?
Yeah. Anywhere. Let's reconnect.
Okay.
There you go. So the camera is connected to my Wi-Fi.
Right.
And I can be anywhere with the app, and I can see the camera just as you're seeing it there on the screen. I can also see things like if there were events that have happened. There are events at the bottom here, and you can see there are currently no events because I haven't set up any triggers for events. Let's look at Wyze 2, which should be booted by now. There we go. So Wyze 2, this is a stationary V2 camera, and so this one, you're just going to point it where you want it to be, and that's what it's going to look like. So that's like the wide view of your office or something like that.
Right.
It works very, very well for that purpose. And you can see there on the screen that that's how it looks. It, again, features pinch zoom. So I can do that. But otherwise, it's not pan, tilt, zoom. It's just zoom.
It's just zoom.
So you can't turn it like you can with the pan, but you can zoom in on it and you can set up all the other options. So these are great. We had the discussion last week about how Jeff's neighborhood, he's concerned about the fact that people are breaking into cars.
Right.
So these little guys, for $25 a piece, you can plug these in to something like our USB charger for our phone.
Right.
And put this on the dash of your car, even two of them daisy chained together, looking out each window. And then if someone creeps up, how's the quality on this if I was to be looking inside your car?
Right.
Okay. But then you say, well, it's probably going to be dark if anyone is going to break in.
Right. It would be.
So you look into there, and I'm going to step off the set here, and I can actually see my phone right now. But I'm going to head over here. And we don't have anyone else to do this, but I'm gonna kill the lights. And Sasha, behind you, there's another light switch to kill the final light. You see it there?
Yes.
Kill that for me. And we're gonna see the.
So now.
So
I'm
it
in
is
front.
Pitch black in the studio right now, other than your laptop screen.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's this.
Can you see?
Yeah.
You can see yourself on the
TV.
Yeah,
I can see myself.
But in the room itself, it's pitch black right now.
It's pitch black.
If you. Well, folks can see that. Folks can see that on the screen.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
there we go.
Quite.
I'll turn back. And you see how. So now
it's crisp.
The night vision has turned off. So I just wanted to show you how the night vision works.
Yeah.
It turns on as soon as the lights go out or as soon as it's dark. And then.
Now
you
it's
can still
not
see.
Obvious either, right? Like this wasn't glowing or doing anything.
I love that about it.
Right? So if you could hide it in a discreet spot, especially if they are getting car break-ins, because nobody's going to break
into
your
car. You guys grasp that for a second, what Sasha's saying? I mean, Sasha's trying to explain this, but the infrared of a night vision camera is usually pronounced.
Right.
You can usually see the red light.
Yes.
With these cameras, I don't know. I'm going to point this directly at your camera so that you can see, and we're going to turn off the lights again.
Okay.
So that on the right-hand side, you're going to still see the view, but okay, Sasha, ready? Go.
Yep.
So can you guys see? Can you see me?
The screen is so bright.
Yeah. All right.
But.
How crazy is that? So with that, you don't actually see any light. You don't see any infrared. I love that.
It's
I think that's super
so
cool.
Discreet.
Yeah.
Now,
speaking of discreet, though, it is a box.
Yes.
I like what they've done with this. The design of it is a little bit boxy, and it's not a spy camera. Right. It's a surveillance camera.
Exactly.
This is not something that's going to be hidden somewhere so indiscreet that you're worried about that.
Right.
It's a surveillance camera.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it speaks to, like, you notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But again, like, for Jeff's particular situation, it wouldn't...
The car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Great view there of the back of my laptop. How do you like that? Okay, let's go through the settings and take a look. So, on this camera, let's go through event recording. So, we've got detecting of motion. Check. We want to record if that happens. Detecting sound. I don't want that because there may be sound that is not necessarily somebody breaking in. But you can turn that on, and now it will start recording to the cloud anytime there is sound. I'll explain that in just a couple of moments. And then you saw push notifications as well. Detection settings. This is important. Detection zone. You need to specify the detection zone if you want to use that the notification service, that if there is motion...
Right.
It will detect it and it will alert you. So if that's off, it won't alert me. Now, with it on, it will now alert me if there's any motion within that box. Oh. I can change that box.
Okay, so just if I...
There you go. Yeah. See that on the right-hand side of your screen? Brilliant, right? Okay, so jump back. And sensitivity, I can adjust that. Sound sensitivity, if you want it, it's there as well. Alarm settings. If the smoke alarm or the CO2 alarm goes off, do you want to be notified? Yes.
Yes.
Advanced settings. This is cool. You've got night vision, auto, or on, or off.
Okay.
So I can actually forcibly turn on night vision like that. So now I'm in night vision mode, and then I can click on this icon up at the top right to change that as well. Okay, back in advanced settings, I've got local storage. So this is important, understanding the SD card functionality. So I've got it set to continuously record on a 16 gig card. It's showing as 15 gigs, and it's formatted FAT32. Now, the SD card functionality, that's where it's going to record your video to.
Right.
The cloud functionality, it's going to record little clips when there are events. So these are like 10-second, 14-second clips. So if there's movement, so if I'm in my office and somebody's moving around in the studio, it will record a 14-second clip to alert me that there's motion. And then I can see that on my phone and I can say, oh, somebody's moving around in the studio.
Right.
It's just this little clip that's uploaded to the cloud absolutely free for me to be able to view it on my phone. Now, within the app, because I have an SD card installed, I can actually load up that camera and I can go view playback and I can see... Now, right now, because we just connected the camera, there's nothing there, but I can actually see in the timeline any motion that's been going on, okay? Anything that's been happening on the camera. Brilliant. How hard is it to connect a new camera? Super simple.
Okay.
And I wanted to actually show you how to do this, because I think this is important.
Yes.
So what I'll do is I'm going to daisy chain another camera here.
Okay.
So I've got another V2, which I'm going to plug into the back of this one. So I now have three cameras daisy chained together, which is the maximum, on a single power brick, I should say. And I'm going to plug this camera in here.
Okay.
So now it's just powering up. Okay. Should be. Yep. I've got an orange light on the back there.
Okay.
Okay. Once it starts flashing... Then I know it's finished booting. And in my app on the right-hand side here, I'm going to click on the plus button. And then it asks me what type of camera I want to add, which is the Wyze Cam. And it says, okay, well, we need to push the button on the bottom. So on the bottom here, I'm just going to touch that little button.
Oh, okay.
I need to hold it in maybe. It's really awkward. Oh, it's still booting.
Okay. Step 3 is press and hold the setup button until you hear the prompt, ready to connect.
And it will.
Okay.
Orange light is solid, so I'm just waiting.
Okay.
Maybe daisy chaining is not perfect. Let's see. I'll try booting it again. I do find the pan takes a little bit more power.
Okay.
So daisy chaining probably the V2 together is a little better than a pan into a V2 into a V2.
Right.
So I may not have quite enough power. If that's the case, then I'll just unplug the other V2 and we'll try then. Let's see here. There we go. Okay, it's flashing. Let's try again. Find the button. There it is. And I'm just holding it up so you can hear. Yeah, there's not quite enough power there, I can tell. So I'm gonna disconnect this one. So the daisy chaining on the the provided unit. So these are 1,000 milliamps or 1 amp.
Right.
So they're not very powerful adapters. Mm-hmm. You could put a 2 amp adapter on it. You could buy a more powerful adapter, and you'll be able to power more cameras. So they do say that it's going to power 2. We just saw here tonight that they say that it's going to power 3. I think it's only going to power 2 realistically. If you've got the pan.
Okay.
Because I'm powering all 3 cameras off of the same power brick.
Right. Okay. Now, once you were to set it up, mm-hmm. you could do the 3. No problem? Or does it take extra power to set up?
No. Well, no, but if you have a more powerful
power brick. That would be the best.
This one's only 1 amp.
Yes.
So get a 2 amp adapter, and then maybe you can add 3 or 4 cameras.
Okay.
We just found that one of these at 1 amp is not enough for 3 cameras, even though they say it is.
Ready to connect.
That's what we wanted to hear.
Yes.
So now on your screen, you see I'm going to hit next, and then it asked me for my password. Now, what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to remove my phone from the screen because, and I wanted to tell you this, because I've seen some people on YouTube that have been showing their QR code. The QR code I reverse engineered, so I'm just holding this QR code scanned. So it just scanned a QR code from my phone. And now I'm going to bring back up the phone, and it's connecting to, now that it's scanned that code. So I reverse engineered the QR code, and it actually contains plain text of my networking settings. It's base 64 encoded. It just said setup completed. The QR code contains base 64 encoded plain text settings for your Wi-Fi network. So you don't want to show that to anyone. It's private information. And that's why I've masked it here tonight. So I'm going to assign this a device name. I'm going to call this Wise 1.
Okay.
Because I've just simply numbered all my cameras. There we go. And finish setup. So now, there, we've got Wise 1. And I'm going to click on that. And now we've got 3 cameras all connected. Now Wise 2 is off because I've disconnected the power now. Let's see if it comes up.
Oh, you Wise 1.
Here it comes. There it is. All right. So there you go. Okay, so now back to settings, because we were looking at settings. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? In advanced settings, we've got the ability to turn on and off the camera status light so that somebody doesn't actually see that the camera is on. You can rotate it 180 degrees, so if you hang it upside down, you can actually rotate it so that it's upside down, basically. That's going to fix the orientation if that's the case. You can add a timestamp watermark. By default, that's on. I'm going to turn off the Wise logo. Do you want to record sound? Yes, I do. And then go into local storage and see what's happening here. Okay, we've got, again, it's detecting as a 15 gig card. That's a micro SD card that I have inserted into the base of this unit. That's just a 16 gig micro SD, which will give me about a day and a half of continuous recording on that card. Okay. Any questions at this point?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. That's it.
How it's secure, like nobody could
hack into your camera.
Yeah.
Well, this camera is now tied to my Wise account. So it's connected to my app. There's no web access to that particular camera. Okay. It's all part of my app, and it's an encrypted connection. All the communication between my app, the camera and the cloud, it's all bidirectional encrypted.
Okay.
End to end, it's an encrypted connection. So as it posts videos to the cloud, it's in a private section for this camera, for this account, and it's encrypted. So only I can open that. If I remove that camera and sell it to someone else, they don't have access to those videos either. Jumping back here, let's see if I have any events. No. So how do I get events? So if I open my Wise 1 cam, go into settings and go into detection settings and turn on my detection zone, now I've got a detection zone. So there will be movement detected on that camera. So now if I bring up more and then hit motion tagging, now let's see what happens if I start moving around. I'm going to turn on motion tag, and there we are. So now if I walk, it sees that there's motion. It's not putting a box necessarily right around me, but
there you go. If I move too, it'll...
Yeah, it should Should detect both of us. There you go.
There we go.
Cool, right? We've got the ability to do time-lapse video, which is kind of a neat little bonus. And that's really it for the V2. The V2 is more basic than the pan. Let's bring back up the pan.
Right.
There we are. And this one, again, I can move around. So I can actually move that camera. See that? Mm-hmm. See how it's physically moving?
That boggles my mind.
Yeah. So now I'm going to click on that. This one has more stuff. Motion tracking. Check this out. So now it's going to see the motion, and it's actually going to follow me.
Oh.
Hey. Hi. And it's going to actually kind of follow me. I'm not moving it with my hand. It's actually following me digitally.
Neat.
So the neat thing about that is if you have it set up in such a way that it's pointed at a particular area for detection, and then it sees someone walk in, it will follow them.
Right.
But then if they walk off, now 15 seconds later, it will revert back to the original position. So how do we change that? We go into our advanced settings on the for the pan. This is only the pan. We go into our detection settings and change our detection zone. And here we would actually pan it to where we want the detection zone to start. See that? So let's say this is our detection zone. That's where it's going to always default to. So now, even if it moves somewhere else,
it'll
zoom. After 15 seconds of no movement, it will come right back to this position watching the door, presumably, or whatever else. And then, to take it one step further, we can set up various points where we want to be able to move the camera. So that is part of the pan scan feature. Let's see if we can get into that.
Is the microphone good enough to use for a podcast?
No.
Because
no.
Who was saying that? It was like
it's okay for sound. But it's got bidirectional audio. You see on the app there on the right-hand side of your screen, I've got voice and sound. So, okay. So I could actually, if I push the voice button, hi. We're getting feedback now, but you could hear, like,
it's tinny.
It's like bad speakerphone quality. The sound is not the selling point, but it's nice to be able, you know, if someone broke in,
you could hear what's happening, saying.
What they're saying. If,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's something about that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we have.
Right.
Motor controls. We can change the speed. Look at that. The rotation speed of the camera. And within that is the pan scan settings, which is a little bit nested. I didn't like that it was so hidden in there. But let's press the first one and set. Now, click on the second one and move that to Sasha.
Okay.
And set. Okay? Click on the third one. I'm just going to kind of control it here. Zoom, move up and set. And then the fourth one, let's just say it's going to be looking at the roof. Can I do that? That's about as high as it goes off of the desk. Set. How about that? Okay, so I have three shots set up. One, two, three, four, I should say. Four. Let's move that back over here and set. Okay. So if I save that, mm-hmm. and then I go back here and I click on more and then pan scan, it will actually move between those shots. Presumably. Yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
Oh, I have a question from the Foo as well. Do all the cameras need to be on the same Wi-Fi, like, or can one be at
Not
work,
perfect.
One at home, and one
it's getting there.
Like, can you have them set to different Wi-Fi networks but controlled by the same app?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you may.
Good.
Because when you scan that QR code, it's scanning the network settings for the network that you're currently on.
Oh,
so I can
beautiful.
Put these in all different locations.
Yes.
And then be able to access them from anywhere.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Like if you wanted to have one at the studio and have one at your work.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Have one just watching cool. your favorite pen network. Like, is anybody touching that?
Yeah, right. So there you go. The second camera is not connected. First camera. I feel like maybe the daisy chaining is not very good.
Right.
I really kind of feel that way, folks.
I think the pan tilt zoom one. That
it's
one.
It's fine. It maybe has a lot. It takes more power.
I think so. Like so I think
maybe
daisy
I'll
chaining
that from that.
Yeah, daisy chaining these guys here.
You don't think that
seems good to me.
Together.
Yes.
But not the pan.
Right. That one seems to be.
Okay.
Hungry.
So the final thing that I would want to test is how these operate powered by just a battery.
Right.
Okay. So I've done that. Let's take two of these.
Okay.
Can I connect two of these together to my cell phone charger? Because I want to know if I were to put this in my car and
right.
leave it kind of overnight or whenever, will it work okay? There you go. Both of them are powering up on the battery, no problem. These are both just plugged in. I probably want to buy a couple of shorter cables for it because it's a little bit flimsy.
Right.
There you go. So think of one pointed each direction on your dashboard of your car and just powered by a battery pack. And how's it looking? Oh,
that's
there's
perfect.
One.
Yeah.
There's the first one. And second one. Try again. Try again. Is it powering up? Both of them have a light. So I've got one, absolutely. Which one is that?
Can you use the daisy chain from the one you have today?
I probably could, yeah. Try power cycling, it says. So that's not perfect. I mean, we're experiencing a couple of little issues here and there, but I think because we're live also, that's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it obviously works very, very well. And for the price point, so each of these being $25, and I'm doing something that you're probably not supposed to do.
Yeah.
But at $25 a piece.
Right.
I'm not afraid to try stuff and goof around with it and plug it into battery packs and plug it into and hang it off of fridges and whatever
right.
else, because I can put these anywhere and they're just $25. And if for some reason the power is not good enough, then I can grab another power brick or something like that.
Right. Like, I don't know that we have, like, a huge security risk where we live, but
sure.
it doesn't cost a lot of money. And wouldn't it be nice to just have it for when we go away, right? To just, I mean, we're, again, not going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be really nice if there were a problem. Like, oh, let's say the smoke alarm went off. I would like to know that
if we
weren't
for
home.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? So
we'd love to hear your feedback. If you've got a Wyze Cam, don't feel like because, hey, maybe, you know, like I could mess around with this and I could get the second one going. No problem. I'm plugging it into a power brick. Maybe it doesn't have enough power. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm not afraid to experiment and to try things like that with these because of the price point. At $38 for a pan tilt zoom and I'm messing around with it and fumbling with it. Whatever. I hung it from the roof this week just as an experiment. I've got a little quarter-inch threaded thing hanging from the roof, and I hung it from the roof, and I inverted it 180 degrees, and I set it to pan around the room and let me know if there was movement, and it worked fantastic.
Beauty.
The one thing, other than, you know, the couple of little blips here, the one thing that I did have trouble with was formatting the SD cards within the camera. It didn't work. So.
Oh.
On my computer, I formatted them FAT32 because you want FAT32, not XFAT, not NTFS. Take an SD card that's 32 gigs or under and format it FAT32, and these cameras will handle it, and that's what they like. They say that that's the most reliable file format, file system for these particular cameras, and that's going to give you the best reliability. I mean, you want to stick with what is supported, right? So beyond that, I really haven't had any real issues.
Right.
And I can tell you that I'm going to have all these up and running, and it's not going to be a problem at all. They're just, but I'm probably going to plug them in separately. And
I think, yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of the daisy chaining. It's not perfect. But I.
Right. In a pinch, it would work.
Maybe if I put on another power adapter, a better power adapter.
Yeah.
Something that's two amps would probably do a lot better. Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So. $38 or $25, that's all it costs. You kind of got a sense from our app what it takes to get that up and going. And you can pick those up at cat5.tv/wyze. I absolutely do think that they're great. I want to get that across. At this price point, it's fantastic.
Yes.
It records to the SD card, as you saw, in either continuous or on event. So continuous means it's going to be recording all the time, and once it fills up, it's going to record over previous days' recordings. On event means it's going to take up less space because it's only going to start recording when it senses movement or sound, depending on your settings. That's kind of cool if you want to get like a week's worth of video instead of a day and a half, right? So, but the advantage to having continuous recording is when the events go off, you've got that 14-second clip on the cloud that shows you on your phone, this is the, you know, something's happening. Now you can go to the SD card and say, okay, here's the whole video of everything that happened during that moment.
Exactly.
So you can see more than just that 10, 14 seconds, which would be the event itself.